Good afternoon. Excuse me. Welcome back to the program. What a beautiful day. You know, all this bad weather that's moving in the Northeast, it looks like as we got a lovely batch of weather in our near future. And what a great time to get out and drink some wine. In the studio with me, two of the driving forces behind our culinary program at Butler Community College and the Wichita station of that. Let's talk about the school a little bit, about the couple of tracks that are available and why folks should go to the website and check it out.
Sure. Do you want to start or should I go?
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I personally think we have a great program. Lexi and I, both graduates, the Culinary Institute of America. When I started up the program, I tried to pattern our curriculum as closely to what I've been through at the CIA. And when I taught the classes, I tried to teach them as closely as I possibly could to the way they had been taught to me. So now having Lexi on board as well, who's also a CIA grad, is great because, you know, she's been through that same experience. She's seen things the same way that I do. And, you know, we're both on the same page as far as how the classes should be taught and the amount of rigor. Our students are very, very successful out in the industry. I was at a conference in the spring for culinary educators, and a chef from another culinary school said that 63% of their graduates were out of the industry within 1 year. So I thought, wow, that's just, you know, amazing. Like, I couldn't believe that. So I've got to poll all of our graduates and see what they're all doing. And we have 5 years of graduates. I went back and was able to get in touch with over 90% of them. And out of all of the ones I got in contact with, 83% of them are still in the industry.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I think it's due to a number of things. You know, we really do set industry standards, industry expectations throughout the curriculum. The students are held to that very high level. And it's tough, and you know, we lose a few students, but I would rather have someone work out in their very first culinary class that maybe this industry isn't going to be a great fit for them than take it easy on them and have them waste $8,000 in 2 years of their life and then get out and they get their first kitchen job and you know, they don't have a great experience, let's put it that way.
And it takes a certain personality and a character to work in a kitchen. I mean, you're on your feet, you're working hard during every holiday when all your friends are out partying.
It's called insanity. Yeah. You actually have to be a bit nuts to be in this industry, not even just in the kitchen. Yeah. I think in the front of house.
A bit of an adrenaline junkie.
That's why restaurant people are the coolest, weirdest, funkiest, craziest people in the world. And, you know, anytime I go do anything else, it's like, you know, I kind of miss it a bit. But I love education. Education is amazing.
And you have to learn to eat on your feet over a garbage can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you pretty much have to smoke just so that you can get a 5-minute break.
Right.
The only excuse
nicotine addiction
for
is a must, at least for a couple of years.
The only excuse for taking a break is to step outside for a cigarette.
No, not really. I'm not encouraging any of our students to take up smoking. No.
Yeah. All right. So if they go to the website and they decide they're interested, there's a couple different tracks, right, or courses that they can kind of plot their way through?
Yeah, well, we have the culinary program, and then we have the hospitality program, and there's a lot of crossover between the two. Within the hospitality program, we have restaurant management and we have hotel management. And a lot of the fairly, you know, decent percentage of our students actually decide to get multiple degrees. I mean, a lot of them are wanting to have their own businesses someday. So the culinary degree is going to teach you, obviously, the back of house, how to run the kitchen, how to make that profitable and hopefully make some good food. But a lot of them will also opt to get a restaurant management degree so that you know, when they do get to have their own place, they'll have that better understanding, that more holistic understanding of the, you know, entire enterprise. And it's really the, even though Chef Lexi does teach culinary lab classes, she is also the department chair for the hospitality side.
Right. Yeah. And I, you know, a lot of our students, like you said, they want to open their own restaurants, and eventually you become a restaurateur. You're not just cooking. No. You do age out of it eventually, and you're responsible for the numbers and the human resources and those tough decision parts. So it's important to have that side.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like being a winemaker. You're really a wine grower. If you're not spending time out in the vineyard, you're not making it happen.
Yeah.
We this past month, we had a new announcement, a new class that came up. Lex, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's our advanced baking class that we've had a lot of students in the past express desire for. And so we've decided, to put together a course for that. And we have a lot of alumni who want to come back and take that. And and we still need to decide exactly what we're going to do. We were going to pull the community, restaurants and industry professionals in the area, and find out what they find lacking in baking and pastry skills in employees, and base it on that. Because this is the bread basket, and we need people who know how to bake bread.
I want to just jumped into my brain, and I'm prone to open my mouth as soon as that happens.
Yeah.
An adjunct instructor suggestion. Larry Walker and some of the guys that do pulled sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lehman, such an artistic guy, and he probably has time now. He's out of the kitchen, I think, again.
Mm-hmm.
And we may draw on some people like that to come in maybe for just for like a day.
Right.
This is kind of Chef Lexi's passion project. So
yeah,
I think she'll be kind of taking the bull by the horns and teaching a lot of it for herself. But I mean, we've also had about 8% of our graduates. No, sorry, it was more than that. I think it was about 18% of our graduates have gone into baking and pastry.
That's cool.
A lot of them have gone to other schools and got further degrees in baking and pastry, and some of them are really interested in coming back and teaching some classes, and they do some really, really beautiful stuff.
Just need a bigger facility and more money to put it together and staff it.
Deck ovens and some equipment.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
I still have distant hopes of our good friends up in El Dorado putting together a bigger facility down here, and then coming up with maybe a wine and food or wine at the table kind of program that we can teach that even for those that aren't 21, it's not so much about the drinking of the wine. It's having a little bit of background.
The CIA, the wine class there is probably the most rigorous class in the curriculum. It's a very tough class. And you're not drinking during that class. You spit all of the wine. Mm-hmm. A lot of states have special dispensations for alcohol to be tasted for education purposes. And it's definitely something we'd like to work on. It has to happen at the state level, but that really would be a really great thing for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so fun to see the program grow. It's so fun to the little bit. I'm sorry I missed the meeting this week, but at least Beth was there, and I love being a part of that and seeing where it's going and helping raise money. We need to do some more of that. And
we've got some new board members we're really excited about.
That's good.
Yeah, Andrew Goff from Reverie Roasters has joined us.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Travis and Brooke from Public.
All right.
So we're excited to have them.
Yeah, Andrew's a good guy. Well, look, let's take another break. Let's come back and we'll talk a little bit about the Thanksgiving table and some of these wines that we just opened.
All right. Sounds good.
It's the good life, and it's not going away, so you do the same. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.